My name is Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty. Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Hey, Mike, come on back up here and get to work. Quit playing around down there.
Now get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
You guys came just at the right time.
Yeah, I always do.
At this abandoned college, they're teaching one last class, creative destruction. I help a family-run business.
Flat out, they're the most dangerous tool you'll use.
Turn these dilapidated buildings into dollars.
It smells like there might be a toilet nearby.
And later.
This a dirty job?
It's a nice job.
I enter the dangerous underground world of a coal miner.
That was really close, man.
How'd I do?
We're gonna blow up a mine.
How does dynamite?
Damn, Sam, that was loud! Oh, God.
No, it's not Vietnam. It's Uppsala College, or Uppsala, whatever you call it. Today we're majoring in salvage. This is Matt. How are you, Matt?
Doing good. Yourself?
Good. Uppsala or Uppsala? Doesn't really matter.
Uppsala.
Uppsala.
There's nearly nobody here to correct us, so.
Good enough. Well, they're these guys. That's your dad, right?
My dad's Steve, my brother Josh.
And you're in the salvage business.
We call it specialized extraction, basically, because you got...
Specialized extraction.
Yeah, we work hard on these words. We think about it at night.
It's like a dentist.
Pretty much. But basically, all like this lumber right here, you cannot get this good a craftsmanship out of products today for the same price that we would be able to sell it to you for.
So are we talking about 100-year-old siding?
100-year-old siding. We're talking about 100-year-old doors, 100-year-old windows.
But to get it, your family has to come in here and sweat your ass off.
Pretty much.
Cool. What are you working on here?
Salvaging some old bricks to basically use on either a patio. This was a patio underneath all this foliage.
Yeah. Anything special about these bricks I should know?
These are bricks from right around the turn of the century. The Sayer and Fisher Company, over a 100-year period, produced 6,250,000,000 bricks. Enough for 40,000 homes or something along that nature.
That's a lot of bricks.
The biggest factor here is that it really would be a shame to just waste all this stuff. We got a tub that's nice and...
You got a tub?
Raccoon's been using it as a bathroom. We got tubs, we got toilets, we got...
A raccoon using a toilet as a tub is up our alley.
Yes, it is.
Take me to the tub.
Tally-ho.
Uppsala College in East Orange, New Jersey was founded in 1893 and operated for 102 years. The campus sits on 20 acres and consists of 24 buildings. The first cornerstone was laid in 1900. Many of the buildings will be demolished, and the property will be developed into middle-income housing.
So what was the purpose of this building originally?
From what we found out, it was the community house where they did a lot of arts and crafts and clay work, because we found a lot of cool pottery and different things downstairs.
But we're here for the bathtub.
We are here for Rocky Raccoon's bathroom.
After you.
Welcome to my humble abode.
I like what you've done with it.
Thank you.
It's homey. Oh, yeah.
All right, we got to get the flashlight out here.
When the college was abandoned, transients moved in. So raccoon poo wasn't the only poo to deal with. The whole place smelled like one big outhouse.
Let me show you the way upstairs.
Good God, man. How long has it been deserted?
The school's been closed since 95, I believe, and... Time does its toll on houses. If houses aren't lived in, they just die, literally. So,
well, this one's dead, then.
It's dead. It's a dunner.
That would be the tub. And that would be the raccoon crab. What? This the original art?
Well, we use that as a...
Never mind. Doesn't matter. Okay. So this is a good example, then, of really how you get your money back.
Well, we try to get our money back. This is an item that is a almost a loss leader item. The tiles, we try to pull the tiles. They're a vintage subway tile, which is very popular right now.
What's a tile worth?
A couple bucks.
really good tile catchers are hard to come by.
So at this point, we have salvaged all the tile we need to in order to work in the DMZ, basically. Yep.
To get the tub out, that's all we really need to do right now. The rest of it, we'll do it another time.
So no more finesse.
No more finesse. Now it's time to get down and dirty. Fred, do you know what we gotta do?
No.
We gotta get the drain out.
The drain?
The drain. From downstairs. Through the ceiling. The bad news is we can't get to what we need to get to. So that brings us back to the upstairs.
All we want to do is get a bathtub out of a house. You guys ever work with anything like a shovel or a... It's a rage sweeping the construction industry.
We didn't start that stuff.
That tub's not moving, man.
Not a darn thing.
So as you can see, got a lot of the tile out of the way, but it's not quite freed, is it?
No, not yet. Let it come down, see what happens.
We need to cut more?
Got it.
I think so.
Now, look at that.
Now, this thing, you don't want to be moving it up and down, left or right, because these blades are like a fiber blade.
All right.
And when they fly, they take chunks of anything near it.
Flat out, they're the most dangerous tool you'll use.
What the heck is that?
What you want to do is you want to start it on the piece. One, two, three.
What are we going to do now?
That's a good question. Sorry, it's gone. Just let it go.
Just gotta roll. Put them right down.
Yeah?
Yep, so
let it go.
One, two, three.
Well, it's a handsome tub by any standards.
We sure earned it.
What do we do now?
I think we go get a toilet.
A matching toilet?
A matching toilet.
Coming up. I mean, seriously, this whole thing could rot straight out any second.
Yeah, be careful in there.
I tangle with a treacherous toilet. It'd
be a hell of a thing to fall through a floor with a toilet.
And later...
Okay, the wire's dead, so it's safe to hook up.
Down in the depths of a coal mine...
At some point, I'm almost certain we're going to be running for our lives.
I deal with deadly dynamite.
How loud is this going to be?
Loud enough.
And learn that dynamite... is the safe part of the job.
Good Lord, man. That is insane. Good God, man.
Here we are.
Five-floor walk-up.
All right. Out of breath.
Man, it smells like there might be a toilet nearby.
Yeah, that's the matching beauty in there.
It smells like there might be some fairly recent deposits in there.
It's not so pretty, is it?
That's not pretty at all.
Just give us a little room to work.
God. How does one get an antique toilet out of a dump like this?
I think we're just going to need a wrench. It looks like there's two bolts in the back and... God bless you. Be careful.
Apparently, someone forgot to flush.
That is about the oldest crap I've ever seen. Look at that. It turned into a rag. Holy you're Josh. You can see all the way down to the fourth floor.
You definitely don't want to go falling through there, Mike.
Oh, man. I mean, seriously, this whole thing could rot straight out any second.
Yeah, be careful in there.
All right, so basically, we take the wrench, we get these two things, and then just pump it out of here.
You know, I'm hoping that those two bolts is going to do it.
Yeah, me too.
be a hell of a thing to fall through a floor with a toilet.
Yeah, we don't need that. Coming free? Oh, there we go.
Okay. It's not what I would call clean, but I think it's movable at this point.
You ready to come back and work with us next summer?
Dude, just get me out of here. It's 98 degrees outside. Humidity's 100%. We're on the fifth floor in an attic in the bathroom from say it forth. I can't talk anymore. Bathroom from hell. That's what I meant to say.
Well, that smells bad.
Jeez.
You're lighting your load a little bit. Although it did win fair and square.
Lighten your load. That's funny. No load jokes.
What we got here is a portico from one of these old dormitories, and what we're thinking about doing is turn it into either a garden shed or a potting shed or even like a little pool cabana.
Man, you got quite an imagination. How do you, I mean, obviously this thing is bolted to the brick?
Yeah, first we had to do is cut a bunch of the lag bolts that were sent right into the brick. And next, what we're going to do is have to reinforce on the inside, and you guys came just at the right time.
Yeah, I always do. Man, I can't see a thing in these goggles. Well, do I want vision or do I want safety? Why are we always forced to make these choices? Ridiculous job. I mean, really, this
is. You really gotta love what you're doing.
See, you can see that I can't see anything. When I breathe, see what happens? Yeah, I'm blind as a mole. Can't see a thing. I've got a pair of gloves, Matt. Ever occur to you wear a pair of gloves? Just not your speed?
Just never quite get the good feel on what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. The mesh that Matt's cutting right now is what we like to call razor sharp. It's hanging everywhere. They're like little miniature punji sticks. And if you look at them too closely, they'll just cut you wide open. Yeah, that's just a little scratch. I got some others I can't show you, this being a family show and all.
Then we proceeded to pound about 1,000 nails into braces, where there was barely enough room to swing a hammer.
It's called a nail gun, man. They sell them everywhere. What do you think?
I don't know. Hopefully I'll make some money off of this thing and be able to afford one.
Well, who needs a nail gun? You got a moron to come by.
More nailing. And this moron was getting tired.
I'll give you $100 for a nail gun. $200.
I'd love to have
$300. $5,000, Matt. Give me a nail gun. $10,000. $15,000, Matt.
How many do you want?
Finally, the portico was reinforced, and it was time for Matt's dad, Steve, to bring in the heavy artillery. And it was time for me to get out of the way. Let the professionals do their job.
All right, go ahead in. Actually, tilt your forks up. Back up a little bit.
Keep coming.
Yep, set it right over there to your left.
Well, the salvage work is far from complete here at Uppsala College, but my work is done. I got a classic portico, an antique bathtub, and one of the nastiest commodes on the planet. I have no idea where it's all headed, but I'll always remember them as the Dirty Jobs Executive Washroom.
Coming up, inside this mountain is the best coal in the world.
This is what you get paid for. This is the business.
But getting it out takes special skills.
Takes a lot of coordination.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have so much of that.
Heads up. Jeez!
You need some help.
Oh, no. No, no.
Well, that's a great big black hole in the side of Sharp Mountain, which is here in the Appalachian Mountains, which in this case is in northeastern Pennsylvania. Randy Rothamel is a coal miner. How are you, Randy?
Good.
Lovely day to be mining for coal, right?
A little cool today.
What is it here, about 100 below zero? It's cold. You're an anthracite coal miner.
Right.
This is anthracite coal. What makes it different than regular old coal?
It's harder. Yeah. More carbon in it.
So does it burn?
It burns hotter.
All right. These are coal cars, obviously?
Coal cars. Or rock cars, depending what we're hauling.
Could be rock, could be coal. In this case, it's just human.
Yeah, right.
It's a human car. That's Ryan. He's the conductor. This a dirty job?
It's a nice job.
Yeah, nice job. Beautiful day. Anthracite coal. Good grief. That's not a ton of clearance. These icicles are interesting. Remind me not to stand up.
2,000 feet in, we still have ice.
How far back are we going to go?
2,500 feet.
About half a mile.
Half a mile.
Watch out, Doug. Oh, jeez. That was really close, man. And how long did it take to dig this far back?
This mine was started in around 1890.
You've been pulling coal out of here for over a century?
Yep.
What runs through these pipes up here?
That's air. That runs all our machinery.
So all your machinery is, what is that, pneumatic?
Compressed air. Right.
So no sparks, no fire in the mine. Fired very bad in the mine.
Right.
The average pay for a coal miner in America is about $800 a week. That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, watch the chutes on that side.
Right. Oh. Now, was this entire tunnel blasted out back in the day?
Yes.
What are we looking at here?
There's a chute.
Yeah?
We'll crawl over out of the buggy now and walk in from here.
This is as far as we go?
Yeah, with the buggies.
All right.
You need some help?
Oh, no. Doing fine. So that's a coal chute. Yeah, that would be bad to smack your head on this cruising down here on your little train, for sure. How many of these chutes basically come down through the gangway?
Every 25-foot of gangway, we put a chute up.
So this is obviously a loaded coal car.
It's the loaded coal car.
And that's your crew down there. You can't see faces, of course, but wherever you see a light, of course, there's a guy attached to it, and they're shoveling coal out of that chute?
They're tapping coal out of that chute.
So to load this, you basically take the empty car, pull it under the chute, and then let gravity work for you.
Lift the board up and the coal will run out right into the buggy.
If it all goes as planned.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Well, from what I can tell, there's nothing simple about getting the coal out of the mountain. It's obviously very process-oriented. This is John. John is up here on the coal chute. John, you're Randy's son, right?
That's correct.
All right. Everybody around here seems to be related somehow or another. This coal chute is full, obviously. Yep. And the job here is to do what?
Well, we want to try to make it empty and put it outside.
Okay. Unless I'm mistaken, we're going to need a train?
Yep, the trip with the buggies on it.
The trip with the buggies. And is that Ryan still back there driving that thing?
Yep, he is.
Ryan, you want to bring that on up here? I mean, I hope that's the right thing to do, right? I'm just barking out orders like I know what I'm doing, but I don't. So we got one, two, how many cars we got on this one?
Four.
And you start with the closest one to the conductor?
Yep.
And that would be that one.
Just exactly
to
get a
look up there. Who's up there?
That's Boo and Mars up there, too. And they're going to make sure that they don't send stuff down that's a little too big to come out of the chute.
Yeah, Boo, don't send anything out too big, for crying out loud. Anybody named Boo? I don't know.
Yeah, that is.
All right, so they're screening. We're tapping. Ryan's driving. And we're all praying. All right, step one.
This coal was formed from the remains of plants and animals which had been under extreme pressure for millions of years.
Is it all happening the way it's supposed to?
Nope.
No? We got a problem?
Them nice guys up there.
Oh, they didn't smash it right, did they?
Nope, they didn't.
So they just kind of, they just screwed you over.
Yeah, they did.
Right here on the TV. Is that your brother? Is Boo your brother?
Yes, Boo is up there.
It's hard to see the resemblance because you're all covered with coal dust. But what he did was he sent down a big rock. Boo.
That's actually a coal lump. That'll be real easy to smash.
All right, go ahead and smash it.
All right.
So what he's doing is he's smashing up the lump of coal that was too big to fit down the chute, and we got this this stop here, or this check, and that basically is how the job goes all day. If they send down a big piece, you smash it up, and you got to stop everything while you correct it.
Yep.
All right, so I'm in the tapping position, and I'm ready to regulate the flow. And Ryan, next car.
Yep.
So you always start from the front.
Yep.
Pull this one first.
Might take two hands till you
good
get
grief.
It.
Thing back down there. Hold on a second. That goes fast. Now, this is another big rock, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that's a coal lump. You can just, you want to...
Smash it up?
No, you can take your hand and just push back on the board and use this board to lift at the same time.
Normally, they take about 18,000 tons of coal out of this mine every year. But with my help, well, it's going to be a little less.
All right, slow down, hold everything. What's going on up there, you screeners?
Takes a lot of coordination.
Yeah, you know what, I don't have so much of that. Should I smash some of this up, or is it...
I think you can handle it. I'm going to get this one out. You just make sure you lift the board when it comes.
All right, here comes a big one. Heads up. Jeez!
Yep. You have a lump coming again.
All right. Heads up.
Perfect.
Shazam. Look at that. Listen to that, man. It's just... It could really get out of hand. I mean, has it ever happened where just coal's just running like crazy and flying past you and it's...
No.
Really?
No.
Honest?
Yeah, that's what the screen's job's for, to stop all of that.
Yeah, I know, but so far, what I'm seeing up there, I don't know.
Coming up, down in the coal mine, my high level of incompetence helps me move up the ranks. But I remain humble.
Sit down for some lunch, too, while you're at it, would you?
So far, this job is a dream. Oh, jeez.
You got to be sure-footed up here.
You're not kidding. Whoa.
So the coal is on its way out to the hopper, and I'm on my way up this chute to where the screeners are. Hopefully by the time I get there, the trip will be back, and we'll do the whole thing again. I'm coming up.
Just so they know, that doesn't look safe at all. I'm gonna go around this way.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. You know what? There are lots of nails up here that... Look at that. You were aware of those, John?
Yep.
Yep, thanks for that tip. Ow. Crawling up a coal chute, looking for a guy named Boo. Boo?
Yep.
Good. You must be Mar. Mar doesn't talk, is that right, Boo?
That's right.
All right, great. Where the hell am I?
Right now you're the monkey.
The main return for the air.
Yeah.
Why is it called a monkey?
Don't know.
Okay. And where does the work up here actually happen? The screening work?
Right there.
So this is the top of the chute I'm looking up here.
Yeah.
So how high into the mountain does this vein go?
That vein goes all the way up to the surface.
All right. What do I do?
Oh, you have to holler down to them and tell them to start tapping.
Oh, John.
Yep.
You can go ahead and start tapping.
Will do.
So
far, this job is a dream.
Oh, geez.
Now I see. It's all... Oh, all right. What should I be doing? Smashing stuff like that?
You can if you want to.
Nice. That's a big... Oh, jeez. All right. Now, will it stop on its own?
The hole that this coal is coming from was started with a dynamite blast, which broke up the coal so that it would run into the chute. And that process continues for 2 to 4 weeks until the coal vein is completely worked out.
Whoa!
Yeah, be sure to put it up here.
You're not kidding. You gotta be like a billy goat.
I'm gonna send a trip out.
Go ahead, send the trip out. Send out for some lunch, too, while you're at it, would you?
Are you going all out with him?
Maybe some girls.
So, the trip is gone, and basically, what do? We just take a break now while we wait for the empty cars to come back.
No. In between trips, we have to crawl up there and make sure there's enough room for the coal to come down. If there's a big rock hanging there...
Crawl up there?
Yep. You have to crawl up there on your hands and knees, under that water, in the coal.
Well... It was flowing fine before, it seemed.
It might flow fine next time, but you want to go up and check it out and make sure. Or else you're going to hold them guys up and John's going to get mad at you.
I hate it when John gets mad at me. Okay, so you want me to crawl up through the coal and look at the rock and make sure it's not blocking any likely flows.
Right.
Okay, let's do that. That'll be fun.
If you hear something fall, you come back here in a hurry.
Say that again?
If you hear something fall, you come back here in a hurry.
Okay.
Nothing's gonna fall.
Great. Another miner with a sense of humor. Holy smokes.
Hey, you know what? There's some big rocks up here that I think are going to block all kinds of stuff. To be perfectly honest. Okay, well, I've been sent to the top of this chute to make a decision that I'm neither comfortable nor qualified to make. Boo has asked me essentially to see if there's anything blocking the flow of coal. And to my untrained and decidedly novice eye, there is, namely these big rocks. Boo, what do we do? Do we smash these rocks up?
We'll wait till they tap and they block the hole at nothing runs. Then we'll work at them.
You think that these rocks are going to come down as a result of their tapping?
Yes, I do.
But you can't see them. I'm up here bringing literally minutes of experience to the equation. We're going to defer to Boo, and we'll let John do his tapping thing. And say, my money is these things are just not going to come down by accident. I think some poor bastard's going to have to come up here with dynamite or a sledgehammer or something like that. Could be wrong. I often am.
I was wrong. The coal did flow. And that's too bad, because I really wanted to blow something up. And coming straight at you, it's a powerful bulldozer that can snap your head off in a split second. I would never be foolish enough to try and run this thing.
How badly can I hurt things if I give this thing a try?
Okay, maybe I would.
Final words of advice before we tempt this?
Don't do that.
Why?
My next guide to the coal mine was Boo's cousin, Steve. It's a family affair down here.
What exactly is the job, Steve?
Driving that.
Driving this?
Yeah, and mucking up the rock.
This is called a mucker?
Yeah.
The mucker is, without a doubt, a very dirty machine, Steve.
Yeah, it's kind of crummy.
How does it work?
Control panel, on-off valve, bucket up, bucket down, forward, reverse... Swing to your left, swing to your right.
Turn it on once. Want to hear what this thing sounds like.
I'm going to wait over here.
Go ahead.
Good luck.
This is the face of the mine. It has to be blasted with dynamite and dug out with the muckers so that more tracks can be laid to extend the gangway. That's not coal he's digging out. That's solid rock.
Good God, man. That is like a beast.
It's loud and noisy.
Who makes these things? Uncle. Lucifer? Beelzebub? Old Scratch? My God. Makes a hell of a racket. It looks like it chewed its way clean out of hell.
But I guess it's better than a scoop shovel.
And a lot quicker.
How badly can I hurt things if I give this thing a try?
Not bad. I learned how to run one.
Yeah, but, you know, you got this stuff in your blood. Plus, you got the cool accent. How can you not be Irish? You sound like you can't, right out of Dublin.
No, I'm not Irish.
Well, I mean no offense.
You're German.
You're Pennsylvania Dutch. That's what you are, but you got a Scottish, Irish, something. Anyway, I digress. So any final words of advice before we attempt this?
Don't lean front.
Don't what?
Don't lean front.
Like this?
Yeah, don't do that.
Why?
Because we'll be taking you to the emergency room to get your jaw stitched back on.
All right.
That bucket will lift a half a ton, and trust me, it won't mind if your head's in the way. It'll keep going.
All right, well, good. That's excellent advice. Keep the head back. Okay, fire it up.
Okay.
The world's coal consumption is 5,800,000,000 tons annually. 75% of it is used to generate electricity. I'm doing my part to keep the lights on.
Hang on a second, Mike.
What'd I do?
I don't know. You got something calling.
Well, I hope I didn't break the mucker. We all right?
Yep.
How was that, though?
I'm fine.
Come on, give it up. That was pretty good.
For a first time.
Right.
Hey, you got it off the... You didn't get it off the road.
No, we're still on the road. I got a big load in there. I did knock my jaw off, and you seem to be alive. Where I come from, that's high praise.
Good job.
These Pennsylvania Dutch guys are tough.
Don't let your bucket down so fast. Gotta be quick, but not too quick.
Quick, but not too quick, right. Slow, but not too slow. Quick, but not too quick.
Lift your handle up a little bit, yeah. A little bit. Hold it. That's off.
It's not exactly a definitive off-and-on mechanism, is it?
No.
Oh, man. Well, one more thing I can cross off the list of things to do. Run a mucker.
While Ryan took the next trip up, Steve and I were going to make a new chute.
How far that is?
25 feet. I figure it's, I don't know, maybe here somewhere?
Yep, pretty close. It seems to be 5 more feet than I want to carry a hammer, but...
since you're here... Exactly.
A SIG 28 pneumatic jackhammer.
How's it work?
You have a control here. On. Off.
Uh-huh.
There's a large piston inside of it. Drives front, hits the steel, bounces back, and does that 3,000 times a minute.
Good Lord. What'd they do before something like this was invented?
They had what was called a jumper steel. One guy held the steel and turned it a little bit while another guy hit it.
Through this rock? I mean, this is serious rock, right?
It's Pottsville conglomerate. Some of the hardest rock in the world.
Pottsville conglomerate. Okay. So the job is to drill some holes into the Pottsville conglomerate,
yep.
Fill it with dynamite.
Fire it loose.
And start making a coal chute.
Right there where my light spot is, Mike. Right there.
Water is fed into the hole to keep the dust down and cool the drill bit. I hadn't planned on it cooling me down, too.
Good Lord, man.
That's a 4-foot hole.
That is insane. I have a mouthful of Pottsville conglomerate.
Free Mochville.
And I blame you.
Thank you. Okay, now set it. Right there, it'll stay right on its own. Just sit on it. Basically, just sit on it.
I won't lie to you, I'm scared to death here.
Okay, take that hand, put it up there.
Roger. We ready?
Yep, nice and easy, Mike.
In the good old days, it took 2 men 4 hours to make this hole with a hammer and jumper steel. Today, with this pneumatic jackhammer, it takes one guy about 4 minutes. Ain't technology grand?
Fun. Insane. Fun. I've seen a lot of hammering. I've seen a lot of jackhammers. This is the perfect blend of technology and expertise. You know what you're doing.
Fun and I know what. There's people out in this world that are better than me.
Nobody in here at the moment.
Hey, everybody got to be good at something.
I wish that were true.
Okay, now that part's done.
All right, so now we're going to put in dynamite and blow the hell out of the wall?
Yep. Fun as always. Now the work's over and the fun begins.
Well, I tell you what, here's a sentence I've never uttered before, but you go fetch the dynamite and I'll keep an eye on the freshly drilled holes.
Yeah, make sure they don't go anywhere.
No, believe me, under my watchful eye...
I didn't think they would.
Uh-uh, they don't budge.
You'd have made a good security guard.
You bet I will. These holes aren't going anywhere.
Coming up.
Well, how much dynamite you got there?
It's me plus TNT.
Kind of scared to really
just dab it.
The combination is explosive.
Okay, Mike, I'm back.
He's back with the dynamite. And I kept an eye on our holes. They're exactly where we left them.
Well, that's good, Mike. Don't want them to go anywhere.
Well, how much dynamite you got there?
Enough. There's no rocket scientist to it or nothing like that.
Well, tell me what you're doing here.
Okay. Stick it in the hole, hit it once. That's called tamping it. I'll throw another piece on top, just for good measure.
Because we can?
When in doubt, overload.
So you've already hooked up the...
Yep, made them up. Just push.
I'm kind of scared to really...
Just tamp it.
You know, mining's been going on for, God, I guess, what, how long? Like, longer than just about anything. How'd they used to do this?
Okay, they'd go to a rock face and they'd build a fire. They'd keep this fire going for a couple days till a rock face got hot. Then they'd throw cold water on it.
And it would explode.
No, the cold water falling on the rock would make it break. Okay, and that's that. Pull that shunt off. They're kind of hard to pull off, but
yeah, they are.
Some of them are.
All right.
Then normally I hook the yellow to yellow, but it doesn't matter.
Really? Because I've seen a lot of movies, and getting the right wire always
don't
seems critical.
Don't matter one way or the other.
All right.
Then you just twist them together that they're together, and that's it.
All right. So, if I were to sum up, I would say that Steve is going to get some extra wire, and he's going to attach some of it to the number 10 and some of it to the number 8, and then we're going to run that newly attached wire over there to that live wire. And then at some point, I'm almost certain we're going to be running for our lives. Is that a fair estimation, Steve?
Eh, no, we won't run because that wire's not live.
Oh.
It's not live till we make it live. You take these wires and you touch them to your tongue. Now, if there's current in there, you'll feel it right away.
Isn't there a simpler way?
Not really.
The only foolproof way to see if the wire's live is to lick it.
Just touch it to your tongue.
2006.
Zap.
Okay, it's live.
No, it's not.
Just kidding. See, I'm an actor.
Uh-huh.
I had you for a second, though.
Yeah.
All right, no. Let me... Okay, the wire's dead, so it's safe to hook up.
Yeah.
All right.
The next prudent step to take would be away from the blast site.
How far would you reckon we are from the face we just
600 wired? Feet.
How loud is this going to be?
Loud enough.
Is there going to be a concussion? You have to do that thing with your ears or your mouth or whatever?
No, you don't need it.
Okay. All right, so talk to me about this.
Okay, you got to push this button right there, and then the green light will come on.
Uh-huh.
And you keep that button there held and push that one, and the code will go off.
We're going to blow up a mine. You ready?
Yeah.
You got a green light here. Here we go.
Sam, that was loud.
Feels like everything moves.
Everything did move. It tickled. Damn. Holy smokes.
That's your own personal problem, Mike.
Wow.
Okay, next thing you do.
Look, you sat there like a statue. You're bored out of your mind.
I'm just used to it.
Man, I might have pooed a little.
Now let's see what happened at the other end of the explosion.
You ready?
Yeah.
You got a green light here. Here we go.
So when the smoke clears and the dust settles, we'll have ourselves another brand new coal chute. And tomorrow, the boys will be hard at it once again. Steve will be in here with his mucker, cleaning up the mess. Boo and John will be topside, doing whatever they do. Dave will be separating the coal from the rock, and Randy will be supervising. Going to be great. As for me, I'm going home. I've made no secret about the fact that without you, Dirty Jobs would be nothing more than a blank screen. We need your help. We need your ideas. If you have any, go to discovery.com/dirtyjobs. Make them dirty. Make them good. Do it now. Ready, Doug?
Ready,
just
guys?
About, just about. No, I can see that.
Mike, you gotta back up.
I will, for God's sakes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Back up.
Here it comes in 3, 2, 1. My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
Stay there, Mike, when you get a wide.
I'm standing in poo.